Welcome to the NTDC Right Time My Story Podcast. The NTDC My Story Podcast amplifies the voices of those closest to adoption and foster care and invites them to share both the profound and practical elements of their journeys thus far. In this episode, foster youth Ashley shares her thoughts on visitation. So stop what you're doing right now and listen to Ashley's My Story Moment.
My name is Ashley Steinbergy. I entered foster care March of 2016. I have three siblings. I have one brother who's 15, and then the two younger ones, which are 2 and 4. I've been in 4 different foster homes. I am still in care. I'm 18 now.
Experiencing foster care can be difficult. There are moves, new people, and relationships with family can change dramatically.
I've always been really close with my mom, so not seeing her for weeks is really hard on me. And being a type 1 diabetic, my blood sugars would elevate or they would drop completely because of the stress of being in the foster homes and, you know, not seeing my mom. Me and my 15-year-old brother have pretty well been to almost every foster home together, but my two younger siblings have been in this one foster home for about, I think, a year and a half now. So the visits are kind of hard, and they were only ever doing those visits once a month for a few months. That's kind of hard to do because they're my younger siblings. I love all my siblings. So only seeing them like once a month, it gets kind of difficult. And another difficult thing is they don't really understand what's going on. The younger ones, they want to go back with, you know, mommy, daddy, but, you know, they can't. So they go back with their foster parents. But then when they get to the foster parents, it's different there.
There are so many dimensions to visits, and they can be emotional and even confusing. Precious time with family can also go so quickly. And then there are the goodbyes.
My littlest brother, he's 4. He wants to come home, but then he goes back to the foster parents, and he comes back to another visit and says, I want to stay with them. And then the next visit, he's like, I want to come home with you. Even at the end of visits, both of them are like really reluctant to let me or my mom or their dad, my stepdad, go. The goodbyes are almost always hard nowadays. Sometimes it's fine, but a lot of the times it's really difficult. They don't want to get in their car seats. They're screaming, crying. I don't want to go. I want to go home with you, mom, or I want to stay with Sissy, you know, things like that. And the only thing you can really do to prepare yourself for things like that is just kind of like build up your strength. And it's kind of hard not to cry whenever they're doing that. So you just have to sit there and, you know, be strong at least until they pull away. And then that's when you can let a little bit of tears fall, because hard for them, it's hard for you, it's hard for the parent.
There are so many emotions that can come up. We asked Ashley what parents who are fostering or adopting can do to help make visitation as manageable, enjoyable, and meaningful as possible.
Try not to be negative when taking the kids to the visits. That's a big thing. We have to take the kids to see their mom again, you know, things like that. It makes the kids feel guilty. It makes them think negative feelings about their parents. When you get there before the visit, make sure the birth parents know, like, their schedule. Send them with snacks if they need any, things like that. If something goes wrong, then you have snacks, you have drinks, you have a first aid kit. I carry mine with me at all times for that reason. If you're at the visit with the birth parents, like if it's supposed to be supervised, then try and let the kids be with the birth parents. That way they can actually spend time together. That's a big thing for during the visits. I mean, obviously you can interact with them, but try and let them and their birth parents, you know, associate. Try and relax the kids saying, you'll see them again at so-and-so date. Let them say goodbye without just being like, oh, it's time to go, let's go. Try not to rush things at the end.
Before, during, and after, every aspect of every visit matters and should be handled thoughtfully and with care. As always, communicating openly, truthfully, and age appropriately, and of course, with love and kindness, can make all the difference. Remember, for parents who are fostering, all visitations have to be done in accordance with the visitation plan and in collaboration with the caseworker.
Visits are really hard on the kids in foster care. I feel like the foster parents should ask their foster kids, would you like to see your parents or would you like to see your siblings? Ask them, and then go from there. And if you can't see your parents, then the foster parents can just explain that in a, you know, a nice way. And then maybe if your parents are doing better after a while, then you can see them. And the foster parents should explain that in, you know, a nice, simple way that's good for their age. My name is Ashley. This has been my story. Thank you for listening.
NTDC was funded by the Children's Bureau Administration on Children, Youth, and Families, Administration for Children and Families, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, under grant number 90CO1134. The contents of this podcast are solely the responsibility of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of the Children's Bureau.